Well, good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Happy Mother's Day.
母亲节快乐。
Could I see the mothers and expectant mothers? Would you just wave your hand?
妈妈准妈妈请举手。
Now, if you're sitting next to those mothers, would you whisper in their ears, God bless you?
如果你坐在妈妈边上，请你对他们说，神爱你。
You know, one of the greatest leaders of our nation had this to say about his mother.
有一个伟大的领袖啊，我们这个国家的这样说他的妈妈。
He said, "My mother was the most beautiful person I ever saw."
他说我妈妈是全世界最漂亮的女人。
All that I am, I owe to my mother.
我所有的一切的成就都基于她。
I attribute my success in life to my mother.
我把我的成功归功于她。
And to the moral, intellectual, and physical education.I receive from her.
从她给我的德智体的教育来领受的。
That was George Washington about his mother, Mary Ball Washington.
那是乔治华盛顿。
You know, Mother's Day is celebrated not just in this country, but in countries around the world.
这个母亲节不仅是在这个国家被庆祝，在全球都被庆祝。
And many are celebrating Mother's Day because of the miracle of birth.
许多人来庆祝这节日，因为诞生成生的生命的奇迹。
And the very special women that perform that miracle.
和来执行这个奇迹的人。
You mothers. Although mothers are not perfect, the scriptures remind us of the special place that mothers have in God's design.
母亲们都不是完美的，圣经提醒我们，但是她这些母亲在神的计划当中有。非常重要的位置。
Now, some of you may be wondering just now, what can I say to Chinese mothers?
你们当中有些人可能在想，你能对我们说些什么呢？
After all, it's very obvious I did not have a Chinese mother.
你们这是很明显的一件事，我没有一个中国母亲。
Ah, but I had a Chinese mother-in-law.
啊，但是我有一个中国的岳母。
And I saw in her the passion to raise her five children.
我从她身上看见她养育五个孩子敬虔爱主的热情。
And she taught them how to love the Lord and how to serve Him despite economic hardship.
她教他们怎样敬虔爱主，怎样爱他，虽然有很多的经济上的难处。
Now, I first met my Chinese mother-in-law at our wedding in Manila in 1974.
1967年，我第一次在我们的婚礼上，遇见我的岳母。
And I really wondered, how could I win her heart?
我很努力地想说，我怎么样可以赢得她的心呢？
I wondered, how could I honor her?
我在想说，我怎么样来尊敬她？
And the answer came at our first family meal.
那个回答案呢，在我们第一餐家庭的聚餐当中出现了。
It was Hokkien lumpia.
它是福建的 lumpia 一种食物。
And she taught me how to put the ingredients in the wrapper.
她教我怎么样把那个配佐料放在里面。
And then how to wrap the lumpia.
怎么样包起来
？So it would not drip.
不会掉出来。
And so I wrapped about three or four lumpia.
所以我就包了三四个。
And I was really getting full.
我有点饱了。
And then I looked across the round table and I watched my mother-in-law.
我然后看到桌子上我妈妈，我的岳母。
And she was wrapping a lumpia twice the size of mine.
她在包一只薄饼。
And then she smiled at me.
非常的大，她然后对我微笑。
And she handed me the monster.
她把那个巨大的怪物传给我。
And I smiled back.
我对她笑笑。
And I managed to eat the monster.
我努力地把这个巨怪物吃下去。
But you know, at that point, I realized I had won her heart.
但是我发现在这个时候我已经赢得了他的心。
Because I was honoring her skill of a very important family tradition.
因为我在尊敬他的一个特别的技术和一个家庭的传统。
Now, for many families, Mother's Day is a time that we look for ways to honor our mother.
许多家庭，母亲节是我们尊重我们母亲的机会。
Sometimes we give her a special gift from the mall.
有时候我们从那个购物中心买一个礼物。
Or perhaps we have a nice family meal at an upscale restaurant.
或者在一个很好的餐高级的餐厅吃一餐饭。
Or maybe we even buy her a bouquet of flowers.
或者一束花。
Many of the mothers are wearing carnations today.
你们看到很多妈妈带着康乃馨。
The carnations have very dense petals.
康乃馨有非常密的花瓣。
And they are a reminder of the intense love and care of mothers for their children.
他们是提醒，是一种表达母亲对孩子们爱的一个表达。
Now, one Chinese pastor collected several examples about how little children honored their mother.
有一个中国牧师把小孩子怎么样遵从他们母亲的方法编汇编了。
And these are some of the little notes that they wrote to their mother on Mother's Day.
是一些他们在母亲节写的卡片。
One little girl named Angie, she wrote, Dear Mother, I'm going to make dinner for you on Mother's Day.
有一个小女生叫安琪，她说，妈妈，母亲节我会做晚餐给你吃。
It's going to be a surprise.
会一个惊喜。
P.S. I hope you like pizza and popcorn.
By the way, 我希望你喜欢披萨、爆米花。
A little boy named Robert wrote this to his mother.
Robert 这样写给他妈妈。
I got you a turtle for Mother's Day.
我为你买了一只乌龟，来给你送你礼物。
I hope you like the turtle better than the snake I got you last year.
我希望你喜欢乌龟比去年我给你的蛇更好一点。
A little girl Eileen wrote, Dear Mother, I wish Mother's Day wasn't always on Sunday.
艾琳说：“我希望母亲节最好不是都在礼拜天。
It would be better if it was on Monday.
如果在礼拜一更好。
So I wouldn't have to go to school.
我就不用上学了。
A little boy named Jack wrote this.
Jack 的小男生这样写。
I hope you like the flowers I got you for Mother's Day.
我希望你喜欢我送你的花。
I picked them myself.
我自己采的。”
When our neighbor wasn't looking.
当我的邻居没在看的时候。
Here's the best one from a little girl named Carol.
这是最棒的一个，是一个小女生 Carol 写的。
Dear mother, here are two aspirin.
妈妈，这是两片阿司匹林。
Have a happy Mother's Day.
母亲节快乐。
Well, how should we honor our mothers?
那我们该怎样尊重我们的母亲呢？
You know, mothers come in different sizes.
不同的妈妈只有不同的大尺寸大小。
From different cultures.
不同的文化背景。
They have different personalities.
个性不一样。
They have different skills.
不同的技巧。
They have different responsibilities.
不同责任。
You have young mothers are nursing infants.
有些年轻的妈妈在喂奶。
You have older mothers coping with their teenagers.
比较年长的妈妈在可能。
You have mature mothers trying to counsel their adult children.
有些妈妈在处理青少年的问题，或者辅导他们成年的孩子。
And then you have single moms struggling to make ends meet.
还有单亲妈妈可能在为经济筹措。
And in our text this morning, we see the greatest example of honoring a mother.
在今天的经文当中，我们看见一个最棒的例子来尊荣母亲。
It's found in John chapter 19, verses 25 to 27.
在约翰福音十九章二十五到二十七节。
I'll read the text in English, and then Elaine will read it in Chinese.
我读英文，然后 Elaine 会念中文。
Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother, and when Jesus saw his mother there and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, "Dear woman, here is your son." And to the disciple, "Here is your mother."And from that time on, the disciple took her into his home.
站在耶稣十字架旁边的有他母亲。耶稣见母亲和他所爱的那门徒站在旁边，就对母亲说：“母亲，看你的儿子。”又对那门徒说：“看你的母亲。”从此，那门徒就接他到自己家里去了。
Despite the incredible pain from brutal beatings,
忍受着令人难以置信的痛苦和残酷的殴打。
Despite the agonizing process of a slow execution,
忍受着缓慢的行刑过程。
Jesus looks down from the cross.
耶稣从十字架上往下看。
And he entrusts the care of his mother to the disciple he loved, John.
他母亲，他把母亲的对母亲的照顾托付给他所喜爱的门徒约翰。
And he says to John, "Here is your mother."
他对约翰说，这是你的母亲。
Here was the act of a loving son honoring a mother who was a significant part of his life.
这就是一位爱子，他尊荣母亲的一个榜样。这位母亲是他生命当中重要的人物。
She was an essential figure in his life.
她在他的人生中很重要。
As one Christian writer states, in the moment when salvation of the world hung in its balance, Jesus thought of the loneliness of his mother in the days he would be taken away.
有一位基督徒的作者这样写说，当全世界的救恩都悬在一线玄机的时候，耶稣所想到的是他离世之后母亲的孤独。
See, here is a moment that compels us to look back and see Mary's life.
借这个机会，让我们来回头看一下玛利亚的一生。
To see her life as a mother and why Jesus honored her.
看看她怎么样作为母亲的一生，为什么耶稣尊荣她。
This morning, let's consider three lessons from this mother's life.
今天早上，让我们从这母亲的生命来思想三方面的功课。
The first lesson is that Mary humbly accepted her high calling from God.
第一个功课是玛利亚谦卑地从神接受了她崇高的呼召。
Luke records, and Mary said, "Behold, I am thy servant of the Lord, and let it be to me." According to your word.
路加记载，他在他福音书里面说，玛利亚说，我是主的使女，情愿照你的话成就在我身上。
And then the text reads, and blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord.
然后圣经说，这相信的女子是有福的，因为主对她所说的话都要应验。
Now, of course, Mary's motherhood was a very special one in giving birth to Jesus.
当然，玛利亚的母亲的生涯是不简单的，因为她是耶稣的母亲。
This young virgin teenager was chosen by God to bear the Savior of the world.
这位青少年的处女被神拣选来孕育全世界的救主。
It was a high calling.
这是一个崇高的呼召。
And Mary humbly accepted with simple faith in a sovereign God.
玛利亚用单纯的信心接受了这样的呼召。
However, we need to understand that all mothers have always had a special role in God's purposes.
但是我们必须知道，所有的母亲在神的计划当中都有非常特别的位置。
Each mother here this morning has a high calling.
每一个在这里的母亲都有一个从神来的呼召。
And the scriptures give us two reasons for that.
圣经给我们两个原因。
First, we see that mothers give birth to children bearing the image of God.
第一个，我们看见说，母亲们啊，孕育的是小孩子，是带着神的形象。
In Genesis chapter 1, we read, "So God created man in His own image; in the image of God He created him." Male and female, he created them.
创世纪一章二十七节说，神就照着自己的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女。
And we ask ourselves, what is that image of God?
我们可能问说，神的形象是什么？
It has nothing to do with the way we look.
跟我们长得像什么没有关系。
It essentially means that every birth produces a person with a potential to know.And to love God to His eternal glory.
这意义是说，每一个诞生产生一个生命是有潜力来爱神的。
Mothers and mothers-to-be, this is a high calling.
母亲准母亲, 这是一个崇高的护照。
Nowadays, I know many pregnant mothers like to use ultrasound technology to discover the sex of the baby.
现在这个怀孕的妈妈会喜欢用超音波来看孩子的性别。
But the psalmist reminds us that every child is formed and known to God long before birth.
但是诗歌的作者告诉我们，每个小孩子出生之前就早已经被神知道了。
The psalmist reflects, For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful, I know full well. My frame was not hidden from you. And when I was made in the secret place, and when I was woven together in the depths of the earth, your eyes saw my unformed body. And all the ways ordained for me were written in the book before one of them came to be.
诗篇说，我的肺腑是你所造的。 我在母腹中，你已复辟我。我要称谢你，因我受造奇妙可畏。你的作为奇妙，这是我心深知道的。我在暗中被造，在地的深处被联络。那时我的体型并不向你隐藏。我未成形的体质，在你的眼早已看见了。你所定的日子，我尚未度一日，都你都写在你的册上了。
In 2 of all, we see that mothers serve God's salvation purposes for His glory.
第二个，我们看到说母亲也是神的救恩计划的一个部分。
In Genesis 17, we learn of the important role that Sarah played in giving birth to Isaac.
创世纪17章当中，我们看见撒拉生育以撒是如何的在神的计划当中的作用。
Isaac was to fulfill God's salvation plan for Abraham.
以撒是借着以撒神来完成神对亚伯拉罕的救恩。
To build a nation of God's chosen people of faith.
来建立一个神的有信心子民的国度。
The scriptures record, I will bless her. Moreover, I will give you a son by her. I will bless her and she shall become nations, kings of peoples, shall come from her.
圣经说，我必赐福他，也要使你从他得一个儿子。我要赐福给他，他也要做多国之母，必有百姓的君王从他而出。
Now God's purpose was so important that Sarah gave birth to Isaac when she was more than 90 years old.
神的旨意是如此的重要，以至于撒拉在90岁才生了以撒。
Now ladies, I'm not advising you to wait that long.
你是否希望你们不会等到那么久？
But we see how important God's purposes were with the child Isaac.
我们看见说，神的计划在以撒的身上是如此的重要。
And who knows the child you have born, what purposes God may have for them?
谁知道神通过借由你生的孩子，对他的计划又是有什么样的？
Now, mothers want their children to succeed.
母亲们希望孩子成功。
I see Chinese parents prodding their children to study hard.
中国的，我看中国妈妈都催逼孩子用功读书。
To take music lessons.
学音乐。
Language lessons.
学语言。
To participate in extracurricular activities.
课外活动。
And then to pursue higher education with excellence.
要接受高等教育。
I met one Chinese mother who had 8 children.
然后碰到一个母亲,
Every one of them played a musical instrument.
她每个小孩都,
it was the family band.
她每个小孩都有一种乐器,
now this is commendable.
这是很值得称赞的。
But spiritually mature mothers are also alert for God's working in the heart of their children.
但是属灵的妈妈也会 对神在他们孩子的心里所做的工非常的敏锐。And
mothers and fathers need to ask themselves daily, what is God's plan for my child?
父母每天都要问, 神在我孩子身上的计划是什么？
Howard Hendricks was a famous Christian educator at a large seminary in Texas.
Howard Hendricks, 他是一个非常有名的基督徒的教育家，在德州。
And he'd been teaching all day, and he came home very tired, and he came in the back door.
他一天教书回来很累了。
And there on the kitchen floor was his little daughter.
在厨房里面，他女儿在地上。
And she was finger painting.
她用手在画画。
The problem was the finger paints were getting off of the paper and onto the floor.
问题是爸爸把那个这个 paint 都弄在地上了。
And he was about to get upset with his daughter.
他刚刚要有点发脾气的时候。
When his wife came in from the other side.
太太走出来。
She looked at the same scene.
她同样看到同样的一个图片。
And before he could voice his disapproval, she said to the little girl, "What a beautiful painting!"
她还没有来得及发火，她的妈妈就刚刚好在已经说了，哇，好漂亮的图画哦。
And who knows how this caring mother's godly encouragement may have stirred the heartbeat of that little girl?
谁知道这位关爱的母亲的鼓励会对这个小孩子的未来产生什么样的作用？
That she may have honored God's purposes, God's creative purposes for that little girl.
她遵从了神在这个小孩子的身上的一个计划。
Yes, Mary had a very high calling.
就像玛利亚一样，她有从神来的呼召。
But all of you mothers have the same high calling.
你们所有的母亲都一样。
The second lesson is that Mary honored her spiritual heritage.
第二个功课是说，玛利亚看重她的属灵的承传。
Luke chapter 2 says, "But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart."
路加福音说，玛利亚把这一切的事都存在心里，反复思想。
You know, Mary did four things that honored her spiritual heritage.
玛利亚做了四件事情来看重她的属灵承传。
First, she remembered the spiritual experiences that were shaping her family.
第一件呢，她记得她塑造她家庭的所有的属灵经历。
See, the word treasured means preserved from ruin.
这个存在心里的存，中文很简单，但是英文的意思是像珍宝一样藏起来。
It's the idea that in the family, you try to ensure that special spiritual experiences are not lost.
在家里面，你很留意这些非常特别的属灵经历被没有丢失。
That those spiritual experiences are in the memory bank of every family.
这些特别的属灵经验在你们的记忆库里面。
Well, how do we do that?
怎么做呢？
Mary didn't have access to digital cameras.
Mary 没有这个照相机，数码照相机。
Didn't have any photo albums.
没有相册。
She didn't have any computer site like Facebook.
她没有脸书。
She couldn't document those family experiences this way.
她没有办法来记载家庭的经历。
But it says she stored them in her heart.
但是圣经说她把它存在心里。
And let me suggest that she shared them within the family circle and her friends.
那我也来告诉你说，她也在她的周围亲友当中分享了。
When our grandson Samuel was about 3 years old,
当我们的孙子三岁的时候，萨姆尔，
we wanted to teach him how to pray.
我们就教他来怎么样祷告。
So we taught him a simple prayer for mealtime.
我们教了他一个非常简单的祷告。
You don't have to interpret this. I'll just say it.
Okay.
It went like this. Thank you, Jesus, for our food, many, many blessings, many, many blessings. Amen, amen. Today, Samuel is 7.
今天 Samuel 已经七岁了。
Every time we have a family gathering, we ask Samuel to pray.
每一次我们家庭聚在一起的时候，我们就请撒母耳祷告。
And he's delighted to do it.
他非常乐意做这件事。
And we clap our hands after the prayer.
我们就大家祷告完，我们就拍手。
And that's one of the ways we preserve from ruin these special moments.
这就是我们从废墟当中来保存我们的特别时间的记忆的一个方法。
And some of you mothers may like to journal.Or to pray to be mindful of God's working.
有些妈妈会喜欢或者记日记或者祷告来保存神在我们身上的工作。
And this is very important in the tough times.
这在困难的时候特别重要。
When things aren't going well.
事情没有这么顺利。
And we can call to our memory and to our heart the faithfulness of God.
我们可以到我们的记忆库里面寻找神信实的。
You know, church leaders have the same challenges.
教会领袖有同样的挑战。
When a young pastor named Timothy was struggling, Paul had to give him some good advice.
当那个年轻的牧师提摩太有困难的时候，保罗就这样鼓励他。
He said, Timothy, remember your godly grandmother. Remember your godly mother. They're praying for you.
提摩太，你纪念你的祖母和你的母亲，他们在为你祷告。
You see, Paul wanted a young pastor to treasure those special moments of God's faithfulness.
保罗提醒提摩太，这个他在生命当中的以前的神的信实的时间。
Second, Mary also demonstrated her spiritual commitment.
第二个，玛利亚也表明了她的属灵的委身。
The text reads in Luke 2 that every year, his parents went to Jerusalem for the feast of the Passover.
路加福音也记载说，每一年他们都上耶路撒冷去过逾越节。
Now that was a strain on the family budget.
你知道，在经济上是很不容易的。
It was dangerous to travel extensively on those country roads in first century Palestine.
在那个第一世纪的巴勒斯坦，在这样的长途旅行是很危险的。
But year after year after year, Mary and Joseph made that traveling to Jerusalem.
但是年复一年，玛利亚和约瑟都去耶路撒冷。
This was the centerpiece of their worship of God.
这是他们敬拜神的一个焦点和高潮。
The worship of the living God as a faithful Jewish family.
他们敬拜像一个犹太家族非常的敬拜神。
See, this is the time where we can give a clear and important testimony of our commitment to God.
这是一个他们可以来表明他们对神委身的一个机会。
You can be sure the children observe what mom and dad were doing.
你知道小孩子都在看爸爸妈妈在做什么。
The neighbors made sure they knew what was going on.
他们就知道他们要做什么。
And we know in the scriptures it gave the young 12-year-old Jesus the first opportunities to interact with the temple of the Lord.
是因为这些旅行，12岁的耶稣就有机会到圣殿去跟那些属灵的领袖有接触。
You see, it is so important for families to faithfully come to this church service.
所以这些来到我们教会的这些家庭也是非常重要的。
And it's also important that you go to your home sanctuary as well.
也是非常，但是家庭的圣殿在家里面一样重要。
You know, third, Mary also pointed others to the Lord.
玛利亚也把其他人指向神。
John records his mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you."
约翰记载说，他的母亲对佣人说，他叫你做什么你就做什么。
It was a wedding celebration in Cana.
那是一个在加拿的婚宴。
A natural neighborhood event.
就是一个很普通的一个社区的一个活动。
But for Mary, it became the platform to introduce others to her son Jesus.
但是玛利亚来说呢， 这个就成为他介绍其他人给他儿子的一个平台。
For she had begun to realize that he possessed spiritual power and authority.
因为他留意到在他身上有特别的属灵的能力和属灵的权柄。
And fourth, Mary honestly struggled with unbelief in her own family.
第四，玛利亚也跟她周身家庭当中的不幸有挣扎。
It records that Jesus said that even in his own hometown, a prophet was without honor.
耶稣说，先知在本乡本族是不受尊敬的。
And he can only do a few miracles because of their lack of faith.
他只能行很少的神迹，因为他们不信。
Now many Christian mothers struggle with unbelief in their own family.
很多妈妈都因为家里的人的不信很挣扎。
They must deal with the powerful influence of the secular world on family values.
他们也必须要来对面对这个世俗的潮流。
The erosion of biblical authority.
来对家庭的价值、圣经的权威有挑战的。
For many years, Ruth Graham, the wife of Billy Graham, struggled with this fact.
很多年，路德·格里汉都要为这样的事情挣扎。
Her son Franklin Graham was the family's prodigal son.
他的儿子弗兰弗，Frank 是一个浪子。
And Franklin said, "I just wanted to have fun."
那个 Frank 说，我只想要开心啊。
And he talked about the times that he smoked and he drank and he got into fights and even smoked pot, marijuana.
他回想起他那些放荡不羁的年代，又喝酒，又抽烟，又打架，还吸毒。
And yet Ruth Graham persisted in prayer.
但是路德不断地为他祷告。
Believing that nothing is impossible for God.
相信在神凡事都能。
And today,Franklin Graham continues the legacy of his famous father, Billy Graham.
今天 Frank 就继承了他父亲的一个福音的传统。
His World Relief Organization, Samaritan Purse, has ministry in over 100 countries of the world.
他的国际救援事工撒玛利亚人钱包在全球100个国家以上运作。
And that includes China and North Korea.
包括中国和北韩。
You know, here at Living Water, we have opportunities to pray with others for our family needs.
在这个教会啊，福音活水教会，我们也有跟其他家庭一起为我们需要祷告的机会。
Small groups become the way we can share and gather the powerful influence of many praying for our family.
小组是我们一起祷告的一个最好地方。
And finally, our last lesson.
最后一个，功课。
In our text in John 19, we see that Mary loved her son to the very end.
在约翰福音十九章里面，我们看见说，玛利亚爱她的儿子，爱到底。
The text reads, "Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother."
我们看见圣经说，在耶稣的十字架边上。
I mean, who could fully understand the grief and the horror and the sense of helplessness that she experienced?
谁能够理解她在那个时候所经历的痛苦和恐惧？
As she watched the execution of her son.
当她看见她儿子行刑的过程。
She heard the jeers of the crowd.
她听见众人的嘲笑。
The taunting of the religious leaders,
宗教领袖的讽刺
the mocking of the soldiers,
士兵的讥笑
directed at the one she loved,
针对着对他所爱的儿子
and then to watch his son treated as a common criminal despite a blameless life.
然后再看到他的儿子完全没有罪，但是呢，像被罪人一样的对待。
It's painful for any mother.To witness the death of their loved ones.
对每一个母亲看到儿子去世都是很痛苦的。
Last year, our daughter-in-law learned that her baby was bearing would not survive birth.
去年我的媳妇知道说她所在怀的孩子不能够生存。
The baby had a serious genetic defect.
这小孩子有一个很严重的缺陷，遗传缺陷。
And when the baby would be born, the bone structure would collapse.
小孩子出生的时候，他的骨架会塌陷。
But she decided to undergo a C-section.
但她决定要剖腹产。
In order to allow her and my son to have a few precious moments with the baby before it died.
让她和她的儿子，她的儿子可以一起跟小孩子有一段宝贵的时间。
And our son Skyped us at those moments.
我们的儿子通过网络让我们看见了这些时间。
As together we witnessed the loss of our baby.
所以在一起我们看到那个孩子去世。
And today we've planted a memorial tree to remember that baby bearing the image of God.
今天我们一起种了一棵树来纪念那个有神形象的孩子。
Mary loved her son to the end of his earthly life on the cross.
玛利亚爱她的儿子，一直爱到他上十字架。
But that's not the end of the story.
但那还不是故事的结尾。
Jesus had honored his mother by making provision for her earthly needs.
耶稣尊荣了他的母亲，在他生命结束的时候为他预备。
John was to take care of her in his absence.
约翰会照顾他的妈妈。
But Jesus honored his mother's faith by welcoming her into his eternal family.
但是耶稣更看中了他母亲的信心，他邀请他进入他永恒的家园。
Luke chapter 1 records Mary singing a song when she learned she was going to bear Jesus.
在路加福音第一章里面，我们读到玛利亚在知道她要生怀耶稣的时候所做的一首歌。
The song goes this way. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has looked on the humble estate of his servant, and behold, now all generations will be called blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name.
玛利亚说，我心尊主为大，我灵以神我的救主为乐，因为他顾念他使女的卑微，从今以后万代要称我有福，那有全能的为我成就了大事，他的名为圣。
Mary had sung the fact that her spirit rejoices in God my Savior.
玛利亚说，我的灵以神我的救主为乐。
Mary had trusted her earthly life to Jesus.
玛利亚把她的地上的生命交给神。
But she had also trusted her eternal life. Jesus.
他也同样把永恒的生命交托给神。
Mothers and mothers to be.
妈妈准妈妈。
We know you're not perfect.
我知道你不完美。
The Lord has given you a lofty place in His eternal purposes.
但是神在他永恒的计划里给你非常崇高的位置。
And may you receive honor.
盼望你今天被尊荣。
Not simply on the occasion of a national holiday.
不只是因为一个国假日
but because you have followed the example of Mary,
而且是因为你效法玛利亚
who accepted her high calling,
接受她崇高的呼召
who honored her spiritual heritage,
看重她属灵的沉船
and who loved her child to the end,
爱她的孩子爱到底
May you also be sure to receive Jesus' highest honor.
我也盼望你能够领受从神来的最大的尊荣
The gift of faith
信心
Eternal life
和永生
And to accept Jesus as your Savior
也接受耶稣为你的救主
Let us pray
让我们祷告
Father, it is indeed a joy to know that you delight in honoring the mothers who bear the image bearers of God.
天父，我们知道你尊重那些生育有你形象孩子的母亲。
That we can have an impact on the next generation.
他们会对下一代他们有影响。
Help us to trust you, Lord, for the things that life brings our way.
让我们来相信你给我们的东西是对我们最好的。
Help each mother to treasure those spiritual experiences that you grant them.
帮助这些母亲把你给他们的属灵经验珍藏起来。
Help them to trust. Help each mother to trust you for those who may be going astray.
帮助我们的母亲能够来为纪念那些啊失丧的。
But most of all, Father, help us, as well as all mothers, to trust you as Savior and as Lord.
尤其帮助我们来相信你，信靠你。
That your name will be glorified in our family.
你的名字在我们家里面被尊崇。
And in this church family.
而且在这个教会的家庭当中。
We ask it in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's continue to be in prayer as we just respond in one song. Continue to pray, but as we sing this song, as we sing, I offer my life, would this not just be for mothers, but for us, for all of us as a church, to accept our high callings that Christ has given us, to offer our lives, all that we have, to make Him known, to love Him more, to grow closer to Him, to raise up children, spiritual children, to make disciples of all nations, so that we offer our lives and be living sacrifices, worship to the Lord. So, Ichichili, let us all rise as we respond in one song.
nothing had to do. Use it for your glory. Lord, I offer my days to you, lifting my praise to you as a pleasing sacrifice. Lord, I offer you.
Let's remain standing and pray. 那维持站立，我们一起来祷告。Oh, Heavenly Father, on this joyful day, we come before you to give you thanks and praise, especially for our mothers, mother-to-be, that we give them high honor, we lift them up to you, we ask that you continue to bless them and keep them in their daily labor. Give them wisdom to be a respecting wife to her husband and loving mother to her children and honoring daughter-in-law to her parent-in-law. In time, when time is tough, give them the wisdom to manage family finances, hosting party gathering when time is good, to edify brother and sister in small group. We thank you that in every one of our life, you have blessed us with a mother, for which we forever be grateful and give you thanks. Also, thank you that in our everyday life, you have never leave us not enough, but instead give us more than abundant, that we shall bring forth what's yours for your purpose. We pray that in our giving of money or our materials or our thanks or praise, our worship today with children's singing, with youth leading the praise time, the message and the fellowship that follow, all these will become a pleasant sacrifice that is pleasing in your eyes. We thank you and give you the highest honor and praise and thanks. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 大家请坐. Please be seated.